Weiter in Shaspir and Bava Basa Da Chav Beis, pick it up on the top of the page, top line, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. We're in the middle of an idea, but you'll pick it up. And this is that we said before, Rav Huna said that even according to the Tanakhama, people are allowed to stop others from going ahead. We live in a town who can stop people doing certain business who live in another place, if they don't live in that area. If you have these peddlers that come through to the town, they're selling perfumes and things like the source and jewelry to beautify women, you know, for their husbands, the lomas ma'akev, you can't stop them from doing it. As the Gemara above the Kama says, as the tikin lahem, the Yisrael, she rochlin machzirin bayaros, a lot of takanas that happen, pb's. In Bava Kama, this is one of them, and Ezra allowed these people to go around for different towns, even though they weren't living over there. So the B'nai should be dressed up for the husbands. And this is only talking about if they are going to, Rashi says, Lachzor L'Saviv B'Mavo, so they're going to go and walk around from one Mavoi of the city in Mabatim, Alkola, Rotze, Liknos, V'Achari, Ken, Yashav, Liram. This is going to go from place to place, and then they're going to leave. They're going house to house, door to door salesman. But to go to set up a whole story there, that's not allowed. Vitzom Rabbanan. No, but if it's a sermon with a button, it's a young Torah scholar that I feel like, boy, and I'm even allowed him to set up a shop. He had the Rav Shari Lahula, Rabbi Yoshia, the Rabbi Ovadia, Le Ikvuye, that he allowed them, Rav Yoshia and Rav Ovadia, to set up their shop in a town that wasn't theirs, the Lo Kilchasa, even though that wasn't the normal halacha, and that is why it says, Elo Lefim Shur Sadin, it's above and beyond the letter of law. My time, why is it that they let them do this? Kevid Rabbanan, since these are great Torah scholars, they can go and they get set up, because also Litra Megirsayu, because if they're not doing that, they're going to stop steiging, and that's not good. We want them steiging the Heiliga, 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 Toyra, says Rashi Vitzer Rabbanan, the Tard Begir, so Lo Velo Urche, La Dura, I feel like Buy, and I'm going to let it go ahead and let them set it up themselves. Story time. There was these people that sold baskets. Rashi says Moche Salim, Yeshama Moche Yoros. Some say it's vats, but let's go with baskets. They're selling these baskets, and they brought it to the city. They brought it to Bavel, and as we're going to see, this is the Yom Hashuk. The Rashi is going to tell us in a second. Also, B'nei Masa. And the people of the town came, they tried to stop them from going and selling because they weren't from that city. And also, they came in front of Ravina and he said, these people are coming from all over the place. Rashi says, Yom the Shukava. It was a big market, like a flea market, and many are coming from other places to go and buy from the Shuk. Therefore, the people of the city can't stop him, even on the Mochim, they come their stuff and they sell, you know, out in the, you know, the gathering during the Shuk time. That's, you're allowed to go and do it. And Vahani Milibi Yom of the Shuk, there's only talking about when is this true? When it's the day of the Shuk. How Aval below Yom of the Shuk below. But if it's not the day of the Shuk, then you're not allowed to do it. If Yom of the Shuk and Nami Lomin, and even the day of the Shuk, we don't allow it. Elul Zabuni Bishuk, except for doing it in the Shuk itself. But not Avala Dure Lo. You're not allowed to go from house to house to go and sell, but only allowed to do it in a way that the people are going to come and gather over there. Talk to Gemara. Hanu Amurai Daisu Amra Lufum Nahara. There were these people that sold wool. They brought the wool to Pum Nahara. Also, B'nai Masa Kom Akve Lubai, and the people that are in the city came to go and stop them and prevent them from going in and selling over here. And what happened? I'm glad you asked. Amra Lahu. Also, the Kabir of Kahana. They came in front of Rav Kahana to figure out what to do. Amra Lahu, he said, Dinu Demak Vilechu. Yeah, they can take a go ahead and stop you from going and selling here. Amra Lahu, he said back to him, Islan Ashrai. Ashrai in Hebrew is like a Kartis Ashrai, means a credit card, where Ashrai means a credit. So we sold on credit. Rashi explains that we sold a lot of things on credit, and therefore we need to go and wait until we can get our money back. And we had to live in the meantime, so we have to sell something to be able to live. So what do we do? He says, okay, I'll give an exception. I'll grant you an exception. You go and you can sell that which you need to live. Until you collect all your money. And then you got to bounce and go back home. Story time. Rav Dimi Minar Doi. Rav Dimi was from Nahar Da'a. This is going to be a lengthy point. This is going to take us all the way down to the Mishnah. So he came, I see Grogos Pesfina, he came and he brought these dried figs on a boat to come and sell. And where we're going to see is it's by the Reish Galusa, and it was in his town. Amalei Reish Galusa L'Rava. Reish Galusa is at the Rava. Pukhaz, you go check him out. Isur Rabbanon, who Nakitle Shuka. If he's a Isur Rabbanon, so then hold the Shuk. And that is why she says, make an announcement, no one should sell things until he sells his, and then he should be able to get gain from it, because it's Tzomer Rabbanan. So again, you have Rav Dimi coming to sell. He's not from that town. And the Reish Galusa sends a Rava to investigate the dealers. Amalei Rava le Rav Ada Bar Abba. So Rava sent Rav Ada Bar Abba, who is his Talmud, to go and check out what's going on. Puk Tani, Puk ta'i le bekankane. Literally, go smell his keg. Rashi explains, what does that mean? The word ta'i means to smell. It's usually used by wines. Rashi says, heriach lo bekankano im yayinu. Go smell of his barrel, his keg, to see if it's wine. Im chometz, to see if it's vinegar. Klomer batku ba'alachos im tamar chacham hu amlav. Check if he's a tamar chacham or not. If he's a tamar chacham, we'll let him sell, you know, first to get it all done. But if not, then no. Rashi explains further. It says, reach hayayin kishmirichin osolim tovu kari ta'i. It's called ta'i because they mean bas tep. Bas ta'i b'mesechus avodazara, etc. And other places as well. So nafikas asravada went out to go check and see what the deal is with this rav dimi or other bar ever went. Boy, minayin. He asked him a question. Let me ask you a question. Pil shabalak fifa mitzvahs. Let's say if an elephant that swallows a willow reed basket, which we know can be something which is mekabel tuma, but we also know that a kli that's made out of glulam, out of feces, is not considered a mekabel tuma. So he wants to know what happens if an elephant swallows this basket. Then v'ikia derech b'saray, and then it goes and it makes it out afterwards. Ma, what's it then? Is it considered like a kli, and therefore it's mekabel tuma? Or is it considered like it's a kli glalim, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma anymore? Lo havi b'yada, he didn't know the answer. Amar lei, so Rav Dimi said to Rav Rabba, ma niu Rava? Right, the visitor, right? He's like, are you Rava? Because he had heard that Rava was there. But he didn't know what he looked like. Very common. Rashi says, "Asa ata hu Rava lefish shama al Rava shehu gadol ha'ir." He thought that he was it. So he responded, Tafakli Basandle. Rashi explains he took his walking stick and he tapped him on his leg, like, you know, bopped him on his foot, on his sandal. And Omele said to him, Bain Didi the Ravi Ketuva, there's a lot of space between me and Rava. No way, he's the Rebbe, he's the top. Miu al Karchach Anu Rebbech. But it must be, it seems to be, that I'm your Rebbe, I'm above you. V'Rava, Rabba de Rabcha. And Rabbech. Rava is the Rebbe of your Rebbe, meaning of me. Lo Nakhtu Le Shukas, they didn't go and do it in the Shuk, they didn't let him go and sell. Meaning they didn't hold a place for him to go and to do it. And what happened? Pasuk Gorgos Didei, his stuff got all spoiled, all of his figs. Also coming to Rav Yosef. So Rav Dimi came in front of Rav Yosef and he said, Amalei, Chazimar, Mayavidlu, Mayavduli. Look what they did to me. Like, I know my stuff and I haven't been able to sell. So Amalei Rav Yosef said to Amanda Lo Shayel Unisa de Malka de Edom, the one who didn't delay in avenging the humiliation of the king of Edom, he's not going to hold back on giving back on your humiliation. That means to say that there was a king in Edom, got humiliated, and he said, you know, just like the smack that happened, God took care of whoever did that to them, he's going to take care of whoever did this to you also. So remember the players over here. Reish Galusa spoke to Rava. Rava spoke to Avada Barava. Avada Barava spoke to Avdimi. Avdimi came out to Rav Yosef, and now he says, the pasuk says, "Kol Amar Hashem al Shlosha Pishli Moav va'Arul Bara Arba Lo Shivenu al Sarfo Atzos Melech Edom L'Sid." He said, regarding three avaries that he did, I'm going to let him go, but in reference to the fourth one, that they burnt the bones of the king of Edom into lime, to smear, I'm not going to turn away from punishing them. Nachnafshi to Avada Barava, and what happened was that the soul of Avada Barava, that's the one that Rava sent, ended up dying. Now, a bunch of people are going to take responsibility for his death. Rav Yosef Amar, Ana Nishtei, it's because of me that he got the smackdown. The Ana Letisei, because I cursed him by saying that, don't worry, there's going to get the smackdown. Rav Dimi Meredoy Amar, he comes and he says, he's the one who brought the figs in the first place. Well, and Ana Nishtei, I'm the one who's responsible for this, the punishment. The Avsid Gorgos did, because my Gorgos got all messed up, and that's how the whole thing, you know, happened over here. How the whole thing was set in motion. Abaye Amar, we have no idea where he comes from, but he says, Ana Anishtei, I'm the one who caused the punishment. The Amar Lahu Rabbanan, because Rav Ada Bar Ava would say to the students, the Talmidim, to the Rabbanan, Adimagramitu Misu Garme Be Abaye, instead of chewing bones in the place of Abaye, says Rashi, Shayiroga Lomer the Talmidim, you're learning a way, you're not getting satiated. So, come and have juicy meat by the house of Rava. Rashi says, Valamda halachos le tsuhuvos marvochos itzla Rava. Come and learn by him. So Abaye was scared that maybe it's because of, you know, this feeling insulted, that that's why Avada Rava ended up dying. For Rava Amar, Rava said, Ana Anishte, I'm the one who got the punishment, because the Chiyava Ozil Labitabcha Lemiska Umsa, because when Avada Rava would go to the butcher to buy meat, and Amar Lahu Latabcha, he would say to the butcher, Ana Shakil Abissa Mikmei Shami Rava, I should take meat before the Shliach is buying Basar for Rava. Dana Adifa Minai, because I'm Adifta Me, because I'm better than him. So he felt like, because of the fact that he ended up doing that, and it was because of his own cover that he ended up getting killed. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omer, and he says it's because of me that happened. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Reish Kala, he was the one who was in charge of the Reish Kala, you know, like a Yarchi Kala, the big Shir, Rashi's Dorish, Barab, and Shabbosos. He was the one who ran the show over there, Rav Nachman Yitzchak. And Kol Yom Mekmeh Daniel Kala, every day before, he would go and enter in to go and teach it, the Marit Bahadei, Rav Ada Bar Abba, Lishvaisi. Rav Ada Bar Abba would go ahead and you would stag with Rav Nachman Yitzchak, just to, you know, go through it to make sure it's good. Vahadar Ayalakala, let him go and teach. Ahu Yoma, but on that day, but that day means that they ended up dying. Naktua, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yoshua, Rav Ada Brava, these great sages held back Rav Ada Brava, you know, on his way to go to Yarchi Kala, Mishim de Lohav B'Siyuma, because they weren't at, as Rashi explains, different Pshatim, some say, the Siyum of the Perek of Rava, who darshed in the Shabbos of the Regel, the Lachos that is said in the last Perek of Bechoros, that's Rashi says. So Amrele, they said to him, Emelon, teach us, Hani Shmait said the Maisa Behema, the laws of Maisa Behema. Hecha Misa Rav, what do you say? So Amrele, they said, he said, respond, Rav responded. This is what Rebbe said. At the Hachi Nagalei, Rav Nachman Yitzchak. In the meantime, it was getting late. Rav Nachman Yitzchak was meant to go in and go teach, and he wasn't showing up. So what happened? Amrulei Rabbanan, Rav Nachman Yitzchak. They said to him, "Nu, come de Nagalon, get come because it's getting late." Lama Yosef Mar, why are you just sitting over here? Amrulei says, "Yosef Nevekon Natarna." I'm waiting for like the bed of Rav Ada Brava. The bed is like the thing that's used when a person dies, the mita that he's carried out on. I'm waiting for the stretcher. Like, he must have died or something like that. Says the Gemara, the Hachi Nafe Kala Danach Nafshi Rav Ada Brava. But in the meantime, it came out that he actually Taka died. And then he said, what comes out? He said, maybe it's because of me that he ended up dying, because of me saying that. It makes sense to say that he really is the one who's responsible, because he's the one who said it the most straightforward. Zok the next Heliga Mishnah. Misha, how you cause someone calls his chaver, someone who has a wall which is next to the wall of his friend. Says Rashi, Lo Yismach Lakosa Chaver, Kosa Lacher, Elim Kain, Mefresh and Mother, Gemara's going to explain all this. The Mishnah says, Lo Yismach Lakosa Lacher, he's not to put another wall near the neighbor's wall, Elim Kain, Hirchik Vin Arba Amos, unless he distance it for Amos. Next, Vach Achalonos, someone who builds a wall opposite the windows of his neighbor's house. Rashi says, Misha, how you lo Chalonos, Psuchim, Lachatzir Chaver. Let's say I have windows that are going out to Chatzir. Huchsak b'davar zeshal shem. I have it there for 3 years. Ubal balachatzir, and the balachatzir comes along, live in Shem coast, they build a wall there. Sarach l'shayr dalanamis. You have to evaluate 4 amos. It's going to be at least 4 amos up, or 4 amos down, and 4 amos away. Right. So bein mamal bein lanatan, milamalan bein lanatan bein kinegdan. Arba amos got to be 4 amos away from the top, going up 4 amos, going down, and distance of closeness 4 amos. Now, the Gemara is going to go on the mentality of seemingly the first wall. It says, if you have a wall there next to your friend's thing, you're now going to build a second wall. It seems as though the first one has fallen down. So the Gemara asks, how did the first one get there in the first place that it's going ahead and it's being right next to it? Why are you saying the second one has to be a distance away? Says the Gemara, lo yismach lo kosel acher. Unless you put it 4 amos away. Why didn't we say that about the first one also? Says the Gemara, Amarav Yehuda. This is what it means to say. Peep, turn the page. Habal lismoch lo yismoch. Somebody comes to put a wall next to his neighbor. Lo yismoch. You're not allowed to do it. Rashi says, mitchila kosel, it's a kosel chaver. You're not allowed to chatchila go and put a wall over there by your friend's wall. Elim kinechig min amos. Unless you distance it 4 amos away. Not talking about a second wall, it's talking about a first wall. If you're going to do it, then you got to make sure it's going to be 4 amos away. Frak the Gemara, Maskel of Rava, Ha, Vaha, Misha, Haya, Koslo, Samel, Chakosl, Chaver, Kadlani. It starts up by saying someone who has it there already. Rashi says, Alma Kvar Haya, the wall was already there. And then, what are you talking about? So this is Gemara, Lema Rava, Hachigatani. This is what it means to say, Misha, Haya, Koslo, Samel, Chakosl, Chaver, Ruchigdal, Amos. Someone has it for by Arba Amos, Vinavlan, it falls down, Lo Yispach, Lo Kosl, Acher. If it goes in and falls down, Rashi says, Lo Yikrivenu Letzad Kosel Chavero. Don't go ahead. Like it says, you're not allowed to put another wall near the neighbor's wall to replace one that fell. Elim Kin Yikrivenu Arba Amos. Unless you distance yourself from it, 4 amos. My time of what's pshat? Why are you not allowed to put them 4 amos? Dav, the Dav Shah Dahacha Ma'ale Lahasim. Because when people go and they tread on, they walk on it, between them, it strengthens the foundations in a way that it's stronger and doesn't fall. It's going to be better. And therefore, you have to have enough space. People can actually walk through it to be able to do it. And that's not going to happen. Amarav Eloshano Elikos Elgina. That's talking about a case where the neighbor's wall is the wall of a gin of a garden. People don't walk next to the inside of the garden wall. Therefore, it needs a place on the outer side. And people are going to go and walk around and harden it. Valkos Elchatzer. But if it's a wall of a chatzer, in Balisboch Somech, if he wants to go and he wants to bring it closer within the Anamis, he could do it, because people are going to walk in next to it on all sides of it, and therefore it's going to go out and it's going to harden the ground, it's going to be good. Rav Hoshaya Amar. I don't care which one it is. If you want to go and you want to bring it close, you're not allowed to go ahead and be somech it, even if it is something which is a kosel chatzer. Now, I'm a Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, v'lo plig, you're really not arguing. Ha be'ir yeshana, ha be'ir chadasha, when Ravitz said that you have to separate four amos from the wall, but from the Gina, but not from the Chatzers, because when it's talking about an old town, therefore the wall is already totally rock solid, and people walked by it for so long, and therefore it could be less. But Habi Ir Chadasha, and the other one's talking about Ir Chadasha, where it is a new city, and therefore you want to go and you want to reinforce the wall, and that both of these walls need to be strengthened. It's not yet strong like a bull that we want it to be. Frech the Gemara, you want to tell me that the reason that you're not allowed to do within four amos is because you want people to walk through there to strengthen it. But tonight we learned in our Mishnah, Chalonos, when it comes to the windows, right? Someone who builds a wall opposite the windows of the neighbor house, Bein B'mala, Bein B'mata, whether it's on top or on bottom, Bein me connect them, or it's right in front of it. Arba amos, it's got to be four amos. V'tani Allah, and we learned a brisa on that, Milmalan Kiddush Lo Yotzitz V'Yira. If the wall is going to be higher than the windows, it's got to be high enough that you're not going to be able to go out to look down and see into the person's windows. Milmatan Shelo Yamad V'Yira. It shouldn't be lower in a way that you can go step on it and then go ahead and look inside. Rashi says a Rosh Avikos of Yira, the thickness of the top of it. Mekinegdan Lo Shelo Yapil. And opposite the windows, in order that it not make it dark by blocking all the sunlight. Rashi says Sarech La'Archik De Shelo Yapil. Yafiel, sorry, Yafiel, to make it dark, like Ume Afila. Velo Yayiv Tana Debrais Shura. Doesn't give an amount over here. Now, Time Ashul Yafiel, the reason why you have to do it in order to not become dark, of a Mishum Daf Shalo, but to go ahead to be stomping on it in a way that it's going to become stronger, that's not what it said over there. Which knocks off the way that Rava said, the reason is that the ground is going to be stepped on all the time. It says, Gemara, no. Hachab my skinan. Here, what are we dealing with? Bebamin etzad. It's talking about a wall that is perpendicular. It's not running parallel to it. It's running perpendicular to the wall where the window is. And in that case, hardening the ground is not really a shtikotar, because it's only a small little part of it that's shayach, that's connected to it. Therefore, it doesn't really talk about that. It just goes up, down, back. Now, when you're talking about opposite the wall, it's got to be a certain amount. How much does it have to be? It doesn't say. So the Gemara says, V'kama amar yema yeva chamud ha'ayshan barnadbak. Sorry about that, folks. The father of Asher Barnadbak, he came and he said, kimalo rochav chalon, like the amount of the width of a window, which ends up to be one tefach. V'halo meitzitz. But hold on, isn't he able to go out to see in through the window? Rashi says, "Kimi the samachu afa pishu magibio yochalatzis." If you're right next to it, the end of the wall is only one tefach away from the window. One leans over the end of the wall, be able to look into the window, even if it's much higher. Amrav Zid b'madir es kosel. We're talking about where the wall slopes down. Rashi says, "Osa rosh kosel midron u'mishafo letzad chalonos ad she'inu roi lo lamod alav v'lo leishan alav." Not able to stand on it or to lean on it. Sloping down towards the window, and impossible to stand or lean on it. Ivan Antanan, but we learned in the Mishnah, Arba Almas, got to be four Almas. This goes against Rav Yeva's understanding of the Braisa, which is one tefach lo kasha kan mi ruach achas. The Bryce is talking about a wall built on one side of the window. And like that, the light's blocking is very minimal. And therefore, you only have to move it one tefach. Kan mishtei ruchos. Right, if it's only from one area. And the other one is talking about mishtei ruchos, but it's coming from two sides. So if you have, let's say, the window of the wall, The wall is coming perpendicular to it, and it's only one wall that's coming there. But if you have two sides of the window, both sides of the window, then it's going to be blocking more, and therefore it has to be four amos. Says the Gemara, Tashima. We're going to go against Rav again that says why the reason why it's required between the parallel walls is the space for it to walk around it. Tashima, we're looking to the Mishnah. Vesakosa mina zlicha, mina mazlicha, arba amos. The walls to be four amos from the gutter of the house. Rashi says, mazlicha hu tsinor gadol. It's a gutter that comes off the thing. Kadishi zokef as a sulam. In order to be able to go ahead, the neighbor has space in which he can set up a ladder against the house, able to go clean out the gutter, right? He buys the right to place a ladder in the neighbor's property. And it's saying that even though he didn't say any particular amounts, he's allowed a four amos thing for his neighbor's wall, right? In order to go to spread the ladder, that it should be able to go ahead and be able to set it up against the wall. Time of Mishum Sulam. Which seems to say that the reason you do distance is in order to have a ladder. But it's not in order to go to walk on it and to go into tread and to strengthen it. Says Gemara, Chavmayeskinan. What are we talking about? B'mazlich, b'mazchila, mishupas. We're talking about a gutter that is a slanted roof, which overhangs the area between the two walls. And therefore, it's not necessary to distance the wall four amos from the edge of the neighbor's roof to be able to go walk around it. Dimishum dafshu, because in terms of status, tramping on it, hakaozav asitusei, people go back and forth under the overhang over there, and they are going to tread on it over there. Rashi says, tachas ha-shipua. But in a normal case, you wouldn't need enough space to be able to walk over there for amos. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.